WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for the man responsible for firing 2 shots at a stranger's car. This was Saturday morning just after 11 on Holloman between Texas and Anderson. No one was injured, including a passenger in the victim's car and several people in the suspect's truck. The victim told police the gunfire followed an argument in the parking lot of the nearby HEB over blocking traffic. A stabbing in Southwest College Station after the Aggie football game resulted in the victim going to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Police and fire were sent to a home on Cullen Trail off Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road, where a large party turned into what was called a large fracas. The suspect is still at large. The College Station City Council has made tentative decisions on new road maintenance and impact fees. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says the maintenance fee, which would generate $4.5 million a year, would be added to utility bills.
It would be probably most similar to drainage and sanitation, where, you know, again, the drainage utility fee, regardless of whether you have BTU electric or Welburn water, you are still getting a City of College Station.
The fee, which will be assessed starting January 1st, ranges from $8 a month for a single-family house to $250 a month for a grocery store. Texas A&M and the College Station Public Schools are exempt. The impact fee assessed on new development would be phased in over a 3-year period with no charge the first year if approved by the council next month. The Bryan City Council at its last meeting approved the purchase of $2 million of vehicles for the fire and police departments. Fire Chief Randy McGregor was asked by Councilman Rafael Pena about buying a refurbished ambulance.
Recycled that compartment box, which saves the city about $50,000.
Oh, so none of like the major components, like the engine and all that's brand new, just the box.
All brand new, just the frame of the box.
The fire department is also getting a new fire engine and a refurbished command vehicle for an EMS supervisor. The police department is getting 6 patrol vehicles, 3 unmarked vehicles, and 1 motorcycle. College Station's municipal court judge is trying to keep low-level offenders out of jail. Judge Ed Spillane is part of a task force reviewing municipal courts across the country.
My whole goal as a judge is to make sure people don't come back to court again. And the alternative methods are often much more effective than just putting people in jail.
Spillane says payment plans, community service, and other alternatives are usually more effective and cheaper.
This is an area where actually the Tea Party, the right wing, and the left wing come together because jail generally costs us more than anything and is the least effective punishment for a lot of these low-level Class C misdemeanors.
Spillane met with the Justice Department last week to discuss this program and help create guidelines to educate judges and keep them accountable. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now, another Did You Know Minute, presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know the success or failure of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 rested on the shoulders of one man? Republican Senator Everett Dirksen. Ironically, 2 Democrat presidents, John Kennedy and his successor, Lyndon Johnson, relied upon a Republican senator to deliver Republican votes to a Democrat president because they could not count on Southern Democrat senators, most of whom supported segregation. After successfully defeating Democrat Senator Richard Russell's 83-day filibuster, Dirksen said, "I'm involved in mankind, and whatever the skin, we are all included in mankind." On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, treasurer.
Good morning at 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United...
All right, now we got it cleared. All right.
United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure brings us sunshine yet again today and some warm temperatures. Going to get up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight's skies will start to turn partly to mostly cloudy, overnight lows 65 to 70. For tomorrow, lots of clouds. There's the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 80 to 85. Showers are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers Wednesday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at how your high school football teams in the Brazos Valley fared Friday night. We'll also hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin about the Aggies' big win over New Mexico State on Saturday. In the NFL, Dak Prescott led the Dallas Cowboys to an overtime win against Philadelphia. Meanwhile, the Texans improved to 5-3 with their win over the Lions. And in the World Series, the Cubs stay alive with a victory over the series-leading Indians. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, Eddie Vedder. It was Eddie Vedder who did it.
Ah.
He sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game last night.
That made all the difference.
So that was the first time that they've won a World Series game there since 1945.
Wow.
Yeah. So Eddie gets to come back, I bet. We'll see. But they showed Bill Murray in the stands as Eddie Vedder is singing. It was they did a split screen of Eddie singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So that's kind of neat.
Cool.
A lot of history there. Of stuff.
Yeah.
So an audience member at the Metropolitan Opera at New York City, sprinkled a powdery substance into the orchestra pit during an intermission of a performance on Saturday afternoon.
Yikes.
Setting off a police investigation and the cancellation of the rest of the opera.
Wow.
Now, see, that's a shame that weren't all listening to KAMU on Saturday afternoon because they always have the opera on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that most of us were otherwise engaged.
Yes. Yeah, I think we were doing something.
Probably
else. Mm-hmm.
Watching something having to do with people running on grass and artificial turf, but nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they went ahead and they had to cancel the rest of the opera and the production that night as well. They are monitoring it, but they believe what it was someone who was an opera fan helping a friend out who had passed away who had been an opera fan.
Oh.
Who made their last wish to have their ashes spread in the pit.
During a performance.
During a performance.
I mean,
yeah.
That's better than something else it could have been.
Well, that's true.
We got a lot of information.
But, you know, then here comes some guy who's going to have to clean it up.
Yep.
And then what do you do with that? It's just, you know.
Yeah. It feels wrong to just throw it away.
Really? Yeah. Do you put it in a baggie and leave it on the front door at the Met Opera House and you can come pick it back up?
Do you bury it?
Well, you can do that too.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hello, this is Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3. Jeremy is a future-oriented business leader who has created jobs, met a payroll, and has a track record of service and commitment we can trust. As firefighters, our members are willing to lay their lives on the line to save others. We know we can count on Jeremy Osborne. Vote Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 6:14. It's Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Uh-huh. It's day 305. Got 61 of them to go. We have all sorts of fun Halloween facts later on.
All right.
It's, I'm horribly unprepared for this. I didn't realize until I just opened this up. It's National Knock Knock Jokes Day.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to go find some of those
because,
you know, those are always horrible. It's Caramel Apple Day. I think we've already had that discussion.
We have.
It's Magic Day.
Oh.
I didn't know that. It's Halloween, of course. Mm-hmm. Girl Scout Founders Day. Increase Your Psychic Powers Day.
It worked.
Yeah, sure. All right, we got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Willow Smith is 16. That's Will Smith's daughter. Eddie K. Thomas is 36. He plays Toby on Scorpion and was also Finch in the American Pie movies. Mm-hmm. Vanilla Ice, Mr. Rob Van Winkle himself is 49.
He's today. From Texas.
Is he? That's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
He went to high school with my Spanish teacher. who I had in middle school.
Really?
But yeah, yeah.
That's okay. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Mike O'Malley is 50. He was, of course, a game show host and a comedian who is also an actor. He's done some things. He was mm-hmm. on Parenthood and Glee. Adam Horovitz is 50 from the Beastie Boys. Annabella Lewin is 50 also from Bow Wow Wow, the singer.
Oh, yeah.
I Want Candy, which is appropriate on Halloween, of course. Daryl Worley is 52, country singer. The human embodiment of comedy himself, Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
Is 53. Wow. Also 53 today, Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Peter Jackson is 55. The director of the Lord of the Rings movies and the Hobbit movies. Xavier Roberts is 61. You might not recognize his name, but he invented the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Jane Pauley is 66, former Dateline NBC anchor. David Ogden Steers is 74. He was Major Charles Emerson Winchester III on MASH, the kind of rich guy, you know. Dan Rather is 85 today. Dick Gauthier is 85 also. That's Jaime the Robot from Get Smart. And Michael Collins is 86 from the Apollo 11 mission.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, okay. All right, I've been looking for knock-knock jokes.
Did you find any?
No.
I got one for you.
All right,
you start.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You've got the FBI saying they couldn't find intent. What are they talking about? The email that WikiLeaks revealed in plain language they meant to break the law. And this is the real reason she was never indicted. She would have taken down Obama with her. And the Clinton campaign in direct communications with the Department of Justice in this case. That's called collusion. Committing a crime. Conspiracy to commit a crime. Do you understand? RICO statutes come into play here. Then there was collusion with the Obama White House. How to clean up this mess, to quote the email directly. And on top of that, we had the State Department trying to bribe the FBI to unclassify Clinton emails. We'll give you all those extra FBI agents that you want to send around the world. That's called a quid pro quo. That's called bribery. Quid pro quo is a nice term. Comey needs to go.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer safely be left alone? We'll get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. They have over 500 offices, and Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Now, service is provided up to 24 hours a day at an affordable rate. For senior home care that you can trust, check out visitingangels.com or just call 1-800-365-4189. Franchise opportunities available.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is honored to present the unique one-man show called The Accidental Hero. This multimedia show is a true story about a World War II American officer, Matt Conop, who miraculously liberated the Czech villages of his grandparents and is written and performed by his grandson, Patrick DeWayne. This performance is for one night and one night only on Friday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rudder. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
All right, it's knock knock day. Knock knock joke day. I found a couple. I'm not saying they're good. I just found them.
Okay. Well, how all many right. are good?
Yeah,
really?
That's right. Okay. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch. Two.
Bless you. Yeah, I know. All right. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Botany.
Botany who?
Botany good stuff lately?
That one was really bad.
Yeah.
Let me see. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame Foot's caught in the door.
Yeah. That's a Rocky original there. I got one for you, too.
Oh, is that from Rocky?
Yeah, the movie Rocky.
I had no idea.
Nice.
Madame Foot's caught in the door.
We're going to have Rocky news later on this
show. Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972. Gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. GE has reached a $30 billion deal to combine its oil and gas business with Baker Hughes, creating an energy powerhouse that gives GE a cost-effective way to position itself in any recovery in the industry. GE plans to contribute its oil and gas business and some cash to the new entity, which will have publicly traded shares and be majority owned and controlled by GE. Sony today cut its annual profit forecast by a quarter, citing the sale of its battery business as the electronics giant gets rid of businesses to bolster its bottom line. In July, Sony cut its full-year sales forecast, trimming it to the current level as it blamed a surging yen and slower smartphone sales. Authorities in New York have come out with a new law aimed at cutting down the number of Airbnb places for rent. The law carries fines of up to $7,500 for certain short-term rental listings, and people who occasionally rent their living spaces for side money say they're being harmed by the law, which is aimed mostly at commercial operators who turn multiple apartments into illegal hotels. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Good morning, 622. Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. You can join us anytime. You can text us. You can call us.
You can. You can text us your knock-knock jokes.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
like
what we want to hear today.
Yeah.
No guarantee that we'll read them.
No.
But you can text them to us.
Yeah, 979-695-1620. Now, you got to put the 979 in there if you're going to text us. If you're calling us, you don't have to. Business owner in Spain beefing up security by replacing his guard dogs. Emilio Cervero has been a victim of 7 separate burglaries, so he fired his guard dogs and replaced them with live bulls.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and they're not just any bulls. He has purchased a pair of Toros Bravos, same type of bull used in bull fighting.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's an auto parts business. The animals now roam the property. It sounds more like a salvage yard, but yeah. Nonetheless, okay. Anyway, they roam the property. Says he's replaced his chain link fence with a concrete wall topped with barbed wire. Yeah, because I imagine they could probably get through the chain link fence.
Yeah.
Right.
But nonetheless, they don't bark. You know, how do you know they're there? If they're on the other end of the property, when you decide to climb over the fence to just, you know, that could not end well, possibly.
You hear them, yeah, you hear them sprinting toward, yeah.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Naturally, since it's Halloween, it only makes sense for me to do a Halloween-related bit of info. I'm Brad Mitchell. Have you ever heard a noise in the middle of the night when you're home alone, and before too long, you'd completely convinced yourself that your house was haunted? Chances are, it was likely a bit of an overreaction, but if you truly believed your house was haunted, would you move? If you said yes, turns out you wouldn't be the only one. According to a new survey, 49% of people say they've experienced some kind of paranormal activity in their house. What's more amazing is about 13% of people actually moved because they were afraid their house was actually haunted. Now, if you're like me and you don't believe in ghosts and haunted houses, there's an opportunity here for you. The survey also found that people ask for around a 20% discount if they find out a house is haunted. And since the people who are selling it are desperate to get out of there, there's a good chance they'll take that offer. So, since it's Halloween today, it might just be a lucrative idea to celebrate by searching your local listings for a haunted house of your own. Just remember,
beware.
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Howdy, I'm former Mayor Ben White, and I, along with all live-in College Station former mayors, support Linda Harvell for City Council Place 3. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and is pro-development. She will guide our city's growth in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. Join me in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. We need her experience, leadership, and insight. Learn more at votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station.
License number TACALA 28101.
Good morning, about 627, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, they do polyurethane concrete raising. Want some more information? Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. A little bit of fog out there this morning, at least right now. It's not too dense, but we've got an advisory that goes till about 10 this morning. Then, in a high of 87 today, thank you very much. Then tonight, about 67 for our low. We'll be in the low to middle 80s for Tuesday through Thursday. Lows each night will be in the middle 60s. Chances of rain, 30% for tomorrow. It's up to 40% on Wednesday and 30% again on Thursday. So we'll see. Right now, winds are calm, fair skies. We've got 58.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
A fascinating difference between wealthy people and people who don't have money is how they live their daily lives. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
When you compare wealthy people with people who don't have money, you find that
their daily activities are just completely different in many respects. And I summarized these differences into what I call 10 common success habits that wealthy people have.
Financial advisor Tom Corley, author of the book Rich Habits.
76% of the wealthy engage in 30 to 45 minutes of reading each day for self-improvement or for education or career-related. They do this to make themselves what I call unfireable. They make themselves more valuable to either their employer or their customers, and it helps them identify opportunities. Conversely, only 12% of the poor in my study actually engage in this daily self-improvement reading. And it gets even worse. Only 11% of the poor individuals, poor parents, make their kids read outside of school.
Another thing wealthy people do is they set goals differently.
They actually have a different definition of a goal than everybody else. To wealthy people, a goal is only a goal when there is some physical activity associated with it.
And strong relationships are also necessary because achieving wealth is very difficult to do on your own.
73% of the rich network or volunteer 5 or more hours per month. Only 4% of the poor have this rich habit.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Over the weekend, new signs went up at polling places across the state warning voters to check their ballot before they're done to make sure there are not problems. It comes as a response to an unverified report that some machines are changing votes from Trump to Clinton. Bexar County Elections Coordinator Jackie Callanan says if there is a problem, stop what you're doing.
Call the election official over. The election official will cancel that ballot and move you to another unit so you can start over.
She says there have been complaints in Bexar County about the electronic voting machines, but in every case, the culprit has been a user error. Before three members of the College Station City Council leave office, they could take final action on starting new road impact and maintenance fees. Final action could take place next month on a three-year phase-in of road impact fee on new development. There would be no charge the first year. The effective date would be January 1st, which is different from new water and wastewater fees. City engineer Alan Gibbs responded to Julie Schultz's request to have the same starting date.
Our consultant initially is saying that that's probably by state law going to trigger the public hearing process.
And you don't have to bring it back to council, you know, as an item, but if you could just clarify that for me, because I have to go and repeat that to other people.
The maintenance fee, which is projected to generate $4.5 million a year, will be added to utility bills starting January 1st. It will add $6 a month to an apartment dweller, while the owner of a fast food restaurant will be charged $150 a month. College Station Public Schools and Texas A&M are exempt. An argument over blocking traffic in a College Station parking lot led to gunfire Saturday morning. Police report no one was hurt and the suspect is still at large. CSPD responded just after 11 Saturday morning to Holloman between Texas and Anderson, where the shots were fired. The victim reported he and the suspect argued in the HEB parking lot. After both vehicles exited the parking lot onto Holloman, they stopped and the suspect got out of his truck and fired two shots, one hitting the rear hatch. Several people were in the suspect's truck and one person was in the victim's car. A large party after the Aggie football game in Southwest College Station resulted in what police described was a large fracas, where one person was stabbed several times. The unidentified victim was initially treated by a police officer, then was taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The party in the fight was at a home on Cullen Trail off Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road. The suspect is still at large. The week after groundbreaking for the Bryan Fire Department's newest fire station, the City Council approved the purchase of more than $1 million of vehicles. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the city is saving $50,000 getting a refurbished ambulance that has a new drivetrain.
The ambulance is essentially brand new. They literally just take the box off the back, they strip it down, refurbish it. It's really just the metal box itself that's not damaged. It's a new chassis. It's completely equipped with new equipment.
also approved a new fire engine, which costs $879,000, and a $104,000 refurbished command vehicle that will be driven by a fire department EMS supervisor. The council also approved spending $838,000 for 10 police department vehicles. This is the final week of a College Station warrant amnesty, but for some people, even a small fine is a struggle to pay. Municipal Court Judge Ed Spillane on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the local courts are making an effort to prevent low-level offenders from ending up in jail.
We have payment plan coordinators who meet with people, and if you're indigent, if you're working full-time and you just can't pay or due to disability, we can provide community service, other alternatives that actually work better than jail time. Jail, as we just mentioned before, is probably the worst, and it's the last resort that I want to use.
Spillane says this is a topic that all sides of the political spectrum can agree on because jail time is costly and usually the least effective punishment for low-level Class C misdemeanors. The judge was at the Justice Department last week as part of a task force helping to create guidelines for municipal court judges across the country. The new football stadium in the Katy School District is now the costliest football stadium in the state.
The $70 million price tag is far exceeding the $58 million that voters had set aside for the project in a bond election 2 years ago. Some district officials are defending the cost, noting that the additional expenses arose from the project related to the all-purpose venue, but not the physical structure itself. The 12,000-seat stadium is part of a $748 million bond that's paying for new schools for the district, among other things. Stadium is set to open for the 2017 football season. Charlie Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system. And now we're expanding our commitment through our new emergency and trauma center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today.
Offer ends 10/28/16. Restrictions apply. 5-year 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
I'm Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Barry Moore for City of College Station City Council Place 4. Barry has served the community on the Planning and Zoning Board, has owned his own business, and has a keen understanding of the challenges and opportunities ahead for the city. As firefighters, our members are willing to put their lives on the line to save others. We can trust Barry Moore. Vote Barry Moore for City of College Station City Council Place 4.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore campaign. Jane Key, treasurer.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and a list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine and warm yet again today, but cooler temperatures are in our future. Today, though, we get up to about 85 to near 90. Tonight, skies will turn partly to mostly cloudy, and we'll slip back only to 65 to 70. Lots of clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower or storm in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Chance of a shower tomorrow night. Then mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Scattered showers are possible. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, only one high school team remains undefeated in the Brazos Valley. We'll take a look at how things played out for all the teams over the weekend. Meanwhile, the Aggs took down New Mexico State Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on that. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys beat NFC East rival Philadelphia in overtime. Meanwhile, the Texans took down the Lions in Houston, and the Cubs are still alive in the World Series thanks to their win yesterday over the Indians. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so, yeah, there are some places out in the country where apparently the fog's pretty heavy, certainly on the other side of the river. Talked to some people over in Grimes County. So, you know, just a little extra time, be fine.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it does happen. All right, so word broke yesterday that the federal investigators have secured a warrant to examine the, I don't know, 11 billion new discovered emails related to her in the privates. You know, here's the deal. I mean, it's if it were not this Uma Abedin, whatever her name is, if it wasn't and who she's married to, just the whole thing. I'm not saying it would blow over, but just the fact that we have to talk one more time about Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, Carlos Danger.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. Reports that prosecutors in Manhattan had actually issued a subpoena for this stuff September the 22nd, okay? So what they wanted to do was get his communication. It had nothing to do with any of this presidential junk. It was his communication because he'd been sexting with an underage girl.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what the crux of the investigation was.
Gotcha.
It's then when they opened it up and they went,
there's a bunch of stuff from her in here.
Now, and the other deal is, I don't even know if there's anything new in there.
Right.
And that's what Rush speaks to today. I mean, if you want to get all ginned up over this thing, fine. It's just there may not be anything new. Mm-hmm. But what it also shows is how slowly this process moves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
22nd of September, okay, more than a month ago they found this, and then what they started doing is having discussions inside the FBI as to what they were going to do. And then on Friday, the letter to Congress from James Comey, and he said he had been briefed on it just a day earlier. So, I mean, if we're looking at that, that means the director of the FBI didn't find out about this until the 27th of October.
And then they were saying he should have never come out and said anything about it publicly because of the election.
Yeah, he might be violating a law of some sort or something.
Yeah, well, the deal is nobody ever talks about an ongoing investigation. You just don't do that. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are in the politics on this thing. That's not what he should have been doing, probably. According to a piece in the Wall Street Journal, this whole thing might be tied to a battle between the FBI and the Justice Department over a further investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Hmm. Now, I don't know. It rankles me that the pay-to-play thing has made the Clintons Clinton $66 million.
Oh, yeah.
That just stinks. Now, is that illegal? I don't know, but It certainly is unseemly.
Right.
And is that enough for people to go, oh, well, I'm not going to vote for her because that, see.
Oh, yeah, she could murder a puppy on live TV and people would be like, oh, she did it so beautifully,
Yes. So anyhow, so today being Halloween is the day for Americans to dress up and pretend that they're somebody that they're not, which is what he and she does every day.
They do
right?
it all the time.
Yeah, they got the public whoever and the private whoever. So, but
on that note, I've seen some great Donald Trump costumes on social media.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I saw one at the football game on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. There was one person that was dressed like him. The thing is, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen that many people just out in public dressed like her.
No,
and I don't know the reason for that. I guess the thought is, you know, if you choose if you have a choice and you don't want to look like her, then you exercise that choice as opposed to being in that situation where you would look like her. I did have some we don't do the polls very often, you know, the political polls very often, but I thought, you know, we're getting close to the end. So today they kind of gave us, let me see, I've got a Fox roundup on polls. Ah, here we go. Okay, so this is campaign Carl Cameron, as they call him, on the polls.
Several new polls indicate toss-ups in the battleground states.
Yeah.
A New York Times Siena poll in Florida shows Trump ahead 46.
You know what I'm going to do? Let's put some appropriate music.
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
Several new polls indicate toss-ups in the battleground states. A New York Times Siena poll in Florida shows Trump ahead 46-42.
Yeah.
Clinton leads
the numbers don't really matter. 48-40.
Yeah. Okay. In North Carolina, it's a virtual tie with Clinton at 48 and Trump at 45.
Uh-huh.
Likewise in Colorado.
Okay, that's fine.
Things are a toss-up in the battleground
toss-ups,
states?
Toss-ups, ties.
isn't that the definition of a battleground state?
Right.
Well, yes, anyway. For their part, WikiLeaks announced on Twitter that it will soon launch, quote, phase three of their election coverage. In a tweet last night, WikiLeaks says, "We transition to phase three of our U.S. election coverage next week. Keep us strong." Okay, so I don't know. Is it 2 weeks ago, maybe in the debate, he said that he was not going to accept the election results because the elections were rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week he said the elections, there's been ballot flipping in Texas, which then caused the state officials, who are all Republicans, to have to say, oh, no, there hasn't been any ballot flipping. And then you have that story there?
Yes.
I mean, there's no problem, but...
But
so basically the secretary of
Secretary of State.
Yeah. Secretary of State. He has now said at all the polling stations that voting centers, they need to put up signs just reminding people to double check their ballot before they turn it in.
Now, there's not a problem.
Not a problem. But there may be some issues. It says, despite being debunked, there are still unconfirmed reports on social media, because everything on social media is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Of electronic voting machines changing votes from Trump to Clinton. So over the weekend, the Texas Secretary of State ordered signs to be put up, urging voters to check their ballot before hitting send.
Now, I mean, I want you to think about that for a minute. Tell me how much hand-wringing there was over this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they truly believe that the system is flawless, that cannot be in any way messed up, then why would they do that?
Well, and is it just the presidential vote that's being flipped?
Right.
I mean, that could, you've talked about it locally. One vote has made a difference in some of these local races. So is it flipping other names that people obviously don't care about, or it's not as big of a deal to them or to others? But, you know, it is a big deal to those running.
Yep.
So
it's just for them to go, all right, what are the optics? We've said that there's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're telling people to double check their ballots. So wouldn't that make you think they're possibly...
Yeah, and as someone who's,
a problem.
And as someone who's going in to vote, I mean, maybe, yes, I understand, like, going through and just checking, but that's not my responsibility at the same time to make sure that the machine isn't screwing up.
Yeah, yeah. Because then you could go, well, wait a minute, my utility bill's not right because the computer's involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That can't be right. And that radar gun, there's a computer in there.
That's how am I supposed to double check that?
Yeah, that got flipped,
Yeah, you can test it. You know, you say it was going 65 miles an hour. It may have been going 56 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a lot of hand-wringing over the decision to do that. That's... and I guess, is this the only state? Do we know if any other state is posting
pictures?
All
I've heard
like
about
this?
Is Texas. But,
yeah, that's all I've heard,
Well,
too.
We've still got another 10 days or so.
Indeed.
So there we are.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 5th, learn about adjuvants. We'll cover surfactants, drift control agents, pH modifiers, penetrants, and other additives to help you get the most from your spray applications this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Active gardeners learn to identify the plants in their lives simply by fragrance. Walk around any Texas landscape, smell the aroma of steeping tea. You'll be standing beneath a large sycamore tree. You'll never forget that aroma, and you'll always associate it with sycamores, even though absolutely no flowers were involved. Begging your indulgence, I'd like to describe a few of my favorite fragrant plants. Now, these are just one guy's opinions. I'll be back with details right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. So if we're talking about some of my favorite plants, as far as fragrance is concerned, I want to start with winter honeysuckle. It blooms in January. It's shrub form of honeysuckle. However, it is not an especially handsome shrub as shrubs go, so plant it toward the back of your garden. Set it where it will catch the winter breezes to carry its fragrance toward your door. The scientific name says it all, Lonicera fragrantissima. Then you have violas and pansies. Actually, you could also include old-fashioned violets in the same group. All bloom in late winter and into the spring, and all of them have the same heady fragrance. Use them near a door or walk. They'll fill the air with their sweet smells. And a little bit later into the early spring, pinks. Related to carnations, pinks have the same clove-like aroma. When you plant a couple of dozen of them in the same area, the fragrance will become very evident. They're great annuals in Texas conditions. Be warned, however, that their nursery stakes sometimes will describe them as perennials, but that's not true in Texas. Then I love Mexican plum. Some might find this native tree to be an unusual entry, but I have one directly off our patio courtyard. While most fruit trees aren't especially fragrant, this one is fabulous. I love it. And star jasmine follows just a little later into the spring. This is my favorite fragrance. It's a zone 8 vine, so it's adapted to part of Texas, not to all of Texas. It's a cousin, a sister to Asian jasmine, which seldom blooms. Star jasmine has bright white blossoms, look like quarter-sized pinwheels. They cover the stems in the spring and sporadically the rest of the season. Oh, they're fragrant. Old garden roses are wonderful, and you'll find a lot of great varieties of antique roses in the marketplace now, and they have a whole assortment of fragrances. I encourage you to go when they're in bloom and sniff to your heart's content. If you're in a part of Texas where Texas mountain laurel will grow well, it smells like grape Kool-Aid in the spring when it blooms, and the panicles of purple flowers are absolutely beautiful. Gardenias are a no-brainer. You knew that gardenias would be in my list of favorite fragrant plants. One that you might not have expected is Eleagnus. It blooms in the fall. The flowers are not beautiful, but oh my goodness gracious, the fragrance of them is heavenly. I'm Neil Sperry. When you're looking for privacy in our next Plant Talk Texas, until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Well, in high school football, Bryan took the trip to Waco and won 22-21. Meanwhile, Rudder faced Waco University and won 39-34. College Station maintained their undefeated record and are now at 10-0 with a win over Temple 17-16. Navasota fell to Bridge City 49-31, and Buffalo blanked Anderson Shiro 30-0. In college football, Christian Kirk returned two punts for touchdowns and added a third score on a reception to help the then number 9 Texas A&M rout New Mexico State 52-10 on Saturday night. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
I was pleased with how our team responded in the second half and got back to really handling business and taking control of the game in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the second half. So as not happy as I was when I walked into the locker room, I was really, really happy with how they responded in the third quarter.
With the win, the Aggies improved two spots to number 7 in the Associated Press Top 25 poll. Alabama remains the top team following a bye, followed by Michigan ranked 2nd, Clemson 3rd, Washington 4th, and Louisville 5th. Ohio State is 6th, followed by Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Florida. In A&M soccer, the Aggies begin the quest for their 3rd SEC tournament title Monday as they face the Alabama Crimson Tide in a first-round match at 6 p.m. at Orange Beach Sports Complex. Pre-game will be at 5:45, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M volleyball, the Aggies began the second half of their Southeastern Conference schedule with a victory over South Carolina at the Carolina Volleyball Center. The next game's against Alabama on November 3rd at 6 p.m. In the NFL.
In the gun with Elliott to his left. Beasley right slot, 2nd and goal. He's going to throw. Looking lit out. Starts up the middle. Now he pulls it back. Now he peels around left. Now he throws it in the end zone. Jason Witten. Touchdown. Cowboys win.
The Dallas Cowboys remain hot, beating NFC East rival Philadelphia last night 29-23 in overtime. Dak Prescott rallied the Cowboys with a late tying touchdown pass to Dez Bryant, who won it with a strike to Jason Witten. Meanwhile in Houston,
1st and goal at the 1. Handoff Miller, right side, dives to the goal line after a hit, and it's a touchdown for Houston. Lamar Miller, 1 yard touchdown run, and Houston goes up 2 scores on Detroit.
Brock Osweiler threw for 186 yards and a score as Houston beat Detroit 20-13 to improve to 5-3. 8 of Osweiler's touchdown passes this season have come in Houston, where the Texans are 5-0. Matthew Stafford threw for 240 yards and a touchdown for the 4-4 Lions. In Denver, Broncos defensive coordinator Wade Phillips was run over by Chargers running back Melvin Gordon on the sideline during the Broncos' 27-19 win at San Diego. The 69-year-old Phillips was treated and released at a hospital after being carted off the field. In Major League Baseball,
Chapman brings it, swing and a miss, and there will be a game 6. The Cubs win by a score of 3-2. Chapman strikes out Ramirez.
John Lester and Aroldis Chapman were terrific as the Chicago Cubs beat Cleveland 3-2 to give themselves their 2nd win in the World Series. The series is still led by Cleveland at 3-2. Lester gave up 2 runs over 6 innings, and Chapman tossed 1 hit ball over 2 2/3 innings to help the Cubs stay alive in the series. Chris Bryant belted Chicago's 2nd home run of the series, a solo blast that ignited the Cubs' 3-run 4th. And in the NBA, James Harden made a free throw with a 0.1 second left on the clock to lift Houston past the Dallas Mavericks last night 93-92. Harden finished the night with 28 points. The Mavericks were led by Wesley Matthews, who scored 25. Meanwhile, in Miami, Kawhi Leonard scored 27 points with a bandage beneath his right eye as San Antonio held off the Miami Heat last night 106-99. Pau Gasol scored 20 points and had 11 rebounds for the Spurs, who remain unbeaten with the win. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Howdy, I'm Steve Beachy, former director of Parks and Recreation for College Station. I'm also a proud supporter of Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols. John has called College Station home for over 40 years and has chaired the Parks and Recreation Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, served as a city council member, and Mayor Pro Tem. He has also served his community as president of the College Station Noon Lions Club, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Arts Council. Please join me in voting for John Nichols for mayor of College Station.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign. Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Well, that's kind of fortuitous in the college football rankings for the Aggies to move up a couple of spots, you know, right now, because the big announcement coming up on ESPN of the rankings that matter as we get ready for the